AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. There was no comment to reporters from Dennis Hastert in Chicago as he appeared in federal court to answer to violating banking rules and lying to the FBI about promising to pay millions in hush money to conceal misconduct from his days as a high school teacher. Hastert pleaded not guilty. The white police officer recorded on video pushing a black girl to the ground at a North Texas pool party has resigned from the police force. McKinney Police Chief Greg Conley says Officer Eric Casebolt was out of control during the disturbance call, but says he wasn't the only person who acted inappropriately.
I do not condone the actions of those individuals who violated the rules of the community, showed disrespect to the security person on scene, and to the officers who responded. However, we as a department are held to a high standard of action.
Hundreds of law officers have been searching around the small Adirondack town of Willsboro, looking for those two killers who used power tools to break out of a maximum security prison 30 miles away. Bounty hunter and bail bondsman Michael Rolden says even the smallest detail might help track down someone on the run.
If I know Joe Blow loves, you know, fried chicken, and he got out and he escaped, I'm going to start checking chicken places around, you know, he's going to go there and be like, I want some real food for once.
The GOP-controlled House has passed legislation to cut Amtrak's budget by $242 million. Lawmakers did add new funding for video cameras inside locomotive cabs to help investigators get to the bottom of crashes like last month's deadly derailment in Philadelphia. Game 3 of the NBA playoffs. The Cavaliers win at home 96-91 over Golden State. Cleveland's up 2-1 in the series. This is AP Radio News. An airline trade group wants a new carry-on standard, which could force flyers to buy new, smaller bags.
Most U.S. airlines limit carry-on bags to 22 inches by 14 inches by 9 inches. The standard the International Air Transport Association is encouraging carriers to adopt is 21.5 by 13.5 by 7.5. IATA Vice President Tom Windmuller insists in a video on the trade group's website that the change would be good for everyone.
It means faster turnarounds, because there'll be fewer bags that need to be taken down onto the ramp and put into the hold.
Overhead luggage bins have been a growing battleground as flyers seek to avoid charges for checked luggage, typically $25 a bag. Warren Levinson, New York.
The government watchdog for Homeland Security is assuring Congress that the TSA is working to close a security gap that allowed 73 people to get approval to work in secure areas at airports despite having unspecified connections to terrorism. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.